moving on to drink as sleep. Can you, for people that aren't familiar with it, can you sort of explain this book concept and, you know, how you came up with it?
Well, I had been out of publishing contracts for a while, and I decided I was never going to write another book again. Done. Satisfaction killed me. It was like, the industry sucks, I'm over it, and I was in this, like, this Hemingway stage of just wanting to be alone and not write, and if I'm not writing, I'm not doing anything else. You're not talking to someone who has a day job. I don't work at Macy's or, like, Waitress. Like, I write. I did have, and I still do have, development deals over at Fox Television Studios. I started writing and focusing on that, the shows that I have over there, and getting those screenplays together. But as far as books were concerned, I was just kind of stagnant for a minute and not knowing what to do. So I decided last October, okay, well, just because you're not writing doesn't mean you can't be in publishing. That's just one very small part of what it takes, you know, to be in publishing. So I came up with the concept of allowing my readers to write for me. Give them a chance. Because everyone has a story. I'm not the only person with a story. I'm not the only person. You know, every single one of us, if we told the truth for a minute, if everyone was just brave enough to tell the truth about themselves, their families, their husbands, their boyfriends, their partners, their friends, and that you really told your story, everybody would read it too.
Right.
And they would assimilate with you. They'd say, I know exactly what that's like. That happened to me. And you'd be able to help people, like I've helped people, and start conversations, like I've started conversations. Like, we all have it. So I put out, like, an APB. Like, listen, I'm looking for writers. You don't have to be a real writer. Just a person who wants to tell a story. I want these stories to be based on, you know, possible regrettable sexual experiences wherein alcohol was involved. Mm-hmm. That idea coming from a conversation I had with some guy friends talking about their frat days and all those drunken nights, you know, and then those mornings of waking up like, oh my God, who is this girl? And when guys tell it, it's funny. They tell funny stories. You know, like, oh my God, I woke up to this girl, this fat girl, and she was, like, missing this tooth, and, you know, it's like The Hangover.
Right.
It's funny. But when women tell those stories, they're usually not funny. And it tells a difference, it shows a difference between the sexes, you know. And so I got an influx of people wanting to write, and people sent in writing samples, and we don't choose everyone. And then we had like 25 writers, but it's real work. And it's a weekly commitment for my writers. We meet every single Sunday online. We do live Skype edits, share screen edits, you know, every week. We have appointments for that. So they're talking to me directly. They're talking to my editors, Sarah and Shaq. So they are, it's work. And so a lot of people couldn't commit. We dropped a few people. Some people got scared at the end and they didn't want to tell their stories, you know, we let them go. So I whittled it down to like 8 and let these women tell their stories and edited them. So between October and now, we've been working with this project. We've already started a second one. And I wanted to create a place for other women and men to just be able to tell their stories. Most of them are doing it anonymously.
Right.
You know, and having pen names. That gives them the sense of relief of, I can tell my story, I can be published, people can read it. You know, and they set up these online accounts, you know, in their pen names so people can tell them, I loved your story was great. And so it's helping them realize a lot of them wanted to be writers and want to be published, but honestly, they're not ready for big-time publishing. We help them get ready. They've learned a lot about writing. My writers have grown exponentially I've learned how to communicate a lot better through writing, and Drink Fuck Sleep is just the first one, and we're working on our second one now. And while I was in New York, I was busy making plans with a larger publishing house to take on the project so we can do these quarterly.
Okay. Huh. Okay. And are you going to use the same set of writers? Are you going to go through the entire process again for the next round?
Yeah. Every book will have a different set of writers.
Okay.
And so we have a constant talent search that goes on. On my site, under the publishing tab, there are sub-tabs that allow you to type in your email to receive information on how to become a writer and or an editor. Because some people are in school for editing, they have the education to be an editor, and maybe they need to work for credit or something. School, colleges allow you to work in the industry for credit. You get the experience and you earn college credit at the same time. And they're able to do that. And we get submissions every day. We go through them. We send out acceptance letters to those who are good enough to edit. And then we send out denial letters to those who may need a little bit more work. And then tell them to come back again, after they've worked out, their grammar and sentence structure issues. Everyone will be different. And then we are working on doing a monthly gig in New York, fingers crossed, at the Museum of Sex every month, doing an erotic open mic night where people can come down and share their stories, share their writing, share their poetry, even their art, and use that also as a talent search. So we're allowing anyone to come in and write, and I love that it's just regular people. They're just their moms and wives and school teachers and nurses. They're just regular people. But they have experiences that they want to share, and every subject will be different. Every book is going to be different.